Welcome to the Open Continent Podcast. This is Season 3,
Quarantine Edition.
I'm Gianni, currently socially distancing in Dallas, Texas.
I'm Carla, quarantined in Santa Cruz, Bolivia.
And I'm Leticia, surviving lockdown in London, UK.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
Don't touch your face.
And don't make out with strangers.
And let's jump into today's episode.
Hello, God. I haven't seen you guys in legit years, I think.
Hold on. You know how long it's been? I was thinking how I could listen to, like, words. It's been so long. I've moved to a different country. It's been so long. I've gotten a dog. It's been so long. My hair is red. It's a different color. I like how that's like a milestone. And it's been so long. I've entered and left a relationship.
Well, no, we definitely talked when you were.
It's true. We were entering. It's true. That's true.
You guys. It's not like, yeah. So it's not that bad. Happy Valentine's Day. We're doing Galentine's Day, pretty much.
We're doing Galentine's Day. This is so exciting.
But like, it's sad.
Wait, can we talk about that? Because can we talk about how Valentine's Day is celebrated in different countries? Because let's speak for the U.S. first, that we all know. Mm-hmm. I feel like there, it's everybody gets you presents. Like, it doesn't matter. People are, like, giving presents all around, like, friends, family members, probably also, like, relationships, like, but it's, like, more like a general celebration. And then in Paraguay, it's, like, if you're single, you're, like, you're a loser on that day. Like, it's, like, get out. Like, if you, well, I mean, pretty much, actually. It's very much like a couple's celebration.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, intense, though, like.
Yeah, it's a big one in Brazil, but we celebrate it in June.
Oh, really?
June 12th, yeah. Today is for most countries because it's actually St. Valentine's or whatever, St. Valentine's day. So I made that comment. To my mom, I think, and she said that apparently it's our wedding, whatever saint is on June 12th. That's why we celebrated then. I think it's Saint Anthony or something, Saint Antonio. I think so. Don't quote me on that. I'll take a look at it in a bit.
I did love when I was living in Barcelona, and they don't celebrate, like, in that part of Spain, they don't celebrate really Valentine's Day. They celebrate Saint Jordi, I think it was, which is the day that, like, traditionally, if I remember correctly, the girls gift a book. And the guys gift the girl a rose, I think it was, or flowers. It was such a nice day. Like, it's later on. I don't remember the exact. We can look it up too. But it was so nice.
I like that.
It was super.
So wait, who gets the book and who gets the flowers?
I think it's the guy. God, now we're going into feminist life.
So I mean, we can switch.
It's probably my. Let me get it right.
Technically, in Bolivia though, we do celebrate in September. It's like the day of the people in love, like enamorados.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how it is in Portuguese. Yes. Dia dos Namorados.
But they also do Valentine's Day, just like commercial, like it's business. Like for people that sell cookies, like they're gonna do like a Valentine's Day pack, just to
the cookies.
Like... Wait, Liz, do you have plans with your boyfriend? I almost said the name.
No. Not at all. I actually left. Well, let's just, in short, no plans. I chose to be apart from my boyfriend. And things are going really well, in case anyone is wondering.
There you have it. Take it as you will. No.
Goals.
That's goals, for real. Okay. Even though it's not, honestly, I was going to talk about this before realizing that we were recording on Valentine's Day, so... It's not meant for it to be today, but it doesn't matter really. So I was gonna talk about breakups. Yay.
Go for it.
Yay.
Lie to me.
It was a unique kind of breakup. It wasn't your traditional type. But still we had a deep connection. We had a deep emotional connection, really, is what we had. And so I'm speaking for myself, right? But anytime you feel that it's really hard to for the person not to be there for you in that way anymore. Like, sometimes things happen and I still want to, like, things that remind me of him or things that I want to share with him happen all the time. Like, it used to be every day. Now, luckily, because it's been a few weeks, not as often as every day, but still, like, things happen and you do want to share it with that person because they remind you of him or her, whichever your situation is. Anyway, I was saying that we had a very deep, especially emotional connection, and I think, again, I'm speaking from my side, it's really when you thought it was going so well and you thought it was so good and for it to all fall apart out of so quickly and almost out of, I don't want to say out of nowhere, but so quickly, it is sad and it is painful in certain ways. But anyway, I don't want to concentrate on that side of a breakup. I want to concentrate on the post-breakup feelings. So I 100% recommend going to therapy. It's helped me so much. I think I feel proud of how I handled it, even though it was difficult and hard. And I think therapy gives you a different perspective. It's so easy to feel. What I'm trying to say is that therapy helps a lot. I think it breaks down all the emotions that you've had. And it explains why you're having them for you, for your partner. And it makes you think if that's what you're looking for, if that's the person that you want to have a serious relationship with now or in the future. And it gives you a professional perspective on things, because like one can feel many things and you don't know what's right. We hope you do, but it's hard when you're in that state to tell apart what should be done, what is correct, what you want. And to get that feedback, that constant feedback in that way, it's really eye-opening. I mean, I had moments where, you know, that little emoji when your head explodes, like I had three of those moments that were major and were key. And I'm also, in a weird way, I'm excited. This is not too personal, but I'm excited for, you know how the three of us said that in the past, like sometimes you're going through a difficult moment or something painful happens and you have to, obviously you have to continue and you learn things about yourself that you didn't even know you had it in you because you had to go through it. So I'm excited for that part of my life now, given this situation, because again, I'm speaking from my side. I wouldn't end the relationship because I didn't feel things for him. It was because it wasn't, it seemed like it wasn't it, or it seemed like it wouldn't work. And I chose to feel more pain now than feel more pain in the future. That's what it is. And I'm excited for the breakthrough, not the breakup.
Yes, the growth
happening
without, right now. Love it.
Yeah without sounding cheesy and corny and all that, but really I am looking forward to what I'll make of this. And I've said this before of how I handled it, and hopefully he feels the same way. But yes, okay, but if I can say something, is therapy for sure. I also feel that having good friends to talk to about this and make you feel, and they listen to you and they give you their perspective and they tell you their stories and they say, you know what, like when I went through that or similar to that, this happened, like maybe you should pay attention to that, maybe this is probably not okay, like you should pay attention to that too. So having that constant feedback from people who love you is so nice. For me, it was needed. I think I said this before, but I was in a state where I couldn't even tell if what I was thinking was right, or if I should be feeling that way, negative or positive emotion. So having that before anything was key. And then, like I said, therapy just kind of blew my mind. Like that was really the moment where I made the switch, I think. Okay, but again, I don't want to focus on the negative parts of a breakup. I want to focus on the positive things. So I've, instead of pointing out some red flags, which people love to talk about, I said we should point out some green flags is what I found. So let me just read them out and we can like talk it out if we want to. So relationship green flags. So they apologize when they're wrong. Their words and behaviors align. They encourage your connections with others, such as family and friends. They speak about their ex-partners with respect. They communicate clearly and honestly. They set, honor, and respect boundaries. They show up authentically and offer you space to do the same. They're intentional about resolving conflict. They're actively working on growth and healing. They share compatible goals for the relationship, and they make you feel seen, heard, and appreciated. I found this and I was like, yes, this, I resonate with this. So what do you guys think about that? We can get two perspectives. We can get Leticia's perspective, who's dating somebody, and Carlos too, from the past.
It's still very weird to hear that.
That you're dating somebody?
It's yeah. It's going on 2 years and I still find it out. We FaceTimed this morning because I had stuff to do. I said good morning or whatever. And then I was like, should I be saying like Happy Valentine's Day to you? And he goes, I don't know. Is it Happy Valentine's Day? I was like, I don't know. Oh, so we're terrible. But you can go on if you want, Carla. I cut you. I just really needed to get that out of my chest.
No, I think that's healthy. I like that. I mean, you don't feel like you have to follow certain standards or anything. It's just like what works for you, which is like, I think that's a green flag.
Yes.
Good job. Paving the way for us.
I think that I have always try to see green things when I started talking to someone. And I never actively looked for red flags, but they just naturally came up and then I just could focus on them. And that's what always was the actual red flag for me. The fact that I found myself looking for red flags instead of listing reasons why I like them or not even thinking about it, which is, I think, is what was the switch point with my current boyfriend.
Yeah,
I think it's the first time ever. I mean, I do think that I was incredibly lucky, for lack of a better word, that he checks boxes that I really doubt at one point that someone would fulfill all of that. So I'm not, in that sense, maybe I was indeed very lucky. But I think I don't like to call it luck or anything, the fact that I stood up to what I was looking for. On the emotional side and on the goals, on the honesty, on the partnership, I think is a big thing. So I'm not going to call luck. Yes, we found each other in a very much so a luck way, or artificial intelligence or algorithms, however you want to call it. But there are so many people that you can find it that way. So yes, sure, fate or what have you, but I also knew what I was looking for. If I could have settled down for less, maybe I would have never gotten to meet him, you know, or something. Yeah. So I think that's exactly what was different about us. It was, there was never me concerned about it. The only concern was, why does this feel so natural? Why does this all come together quite easily? And no, I mean, don't get me wrong. It wasn't easy the whole time. I think I've mentioned to you guys one of our biggest fights and issues, or whatever you want to call it, disagreements, I guess, is a good one. We did not see eye to eye how communication should be. I think that's partially cultural. And no point that, though, made me question what he felt for me or his honesty in our relationship, how we saw a relationship got into or anything. But we have completely different standards about communication, and we talked about emotional, you know, maturity and things like that. So it was a conversation that I had to have with him a lot, and nowadays it's completely different. And I think that he has found that the reason why that works is because he likes it that way too. He likes me being very honest, and that being in any part of the relationship, from physical to deep emotional. We need that connection, which for him was weird to have it. I think maybe it's partially because he doesn't have deep, deep friendship connections that we have talked about this so many times. So many people don't.
So right? many people don't.
And it's so hard because I don't think it makes a... it's not that your friendship or relationship, what have you, is weak. That's not what I'm saying. But there are strong friends that literally can be the person that you go to when something happens and you still don't feel comfortable talking about anything with them, like anything and everything. You cannot talk about, you know, deep questionings and things like that. There's so many things that we have talked here that have gone into the podcast that we have maybe cut down on to be able to put in one episode that I wouldn't talk to with people that allegedly are best friends of mine because you don't have that level of connection, right? And what I think has made us work is because we are comfortable and he is happy to push for that deep connection. If anything, his walls might have dropped with me when it comes to that.
I think
it's because it's not an easy thing. It's an exercise. Like it mm-hmm. wasn't as easy for Carla as it maybe was for us, but maybe for us, there are some topics that for Carla, they're not that vital, that for her, it's easier to talk about than us because then we finish this podcast and we go to bed and we think about it for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
So it's so many things, and true. I've realized that with him at least, I don't tone it down. If there is something that keeps going to my mind about anything, and that I mean questioning about something that he has done or anything, but if there is something, maybe something that he said or a comment that he made that for some reason keeps coming back, I just say it. I just ask why, if it's a questioning, or say, you know, when you said that, why did you say it? Are you okay? Are you better now? Was that like a cry for help in some ways, or like what was it? And I think I've been getting to him to that level of comfortable talking about anything. But just like with Carla, he has that mindset and that everything. So sometimes it feels one-sided. It's not that I don't feel supported, mm-hmm. but sometimes it just like, oh yeah, interesting, but period. Like good chat.
Like probably if you are like in a relationship with another person that wasn't right for you, they would say like that's wrong and you start changing yourself. But
yeah,
in
I think
case, it's
that was the one thing that I always had in mind. I am not going to change. It's easy when somebody has a personality like me. Of course I'm not arrogant about it, but if there was ever one thing that made me change, that would be then you come up like a red flag. And I have told that to him so many times when I tell something that in the communication side, that's the only thing I think I've ever asked him to change. I always say like, I need you to feel like this is an evolution for you, that this is something that you want to do, that this works best for you. At no point I want to change you because mm-hmm. it's not sustainable if you don't believe in what you're changing. And he has thanked me before for teaching him or showing him things that he takes this to his like work life, to his different yeah. parts of his life. So I would like to think that I didn't change him. I don't think I've ever changed any of his values or anything. I just changed or asked him to be more mindful about the way that he goes about things. And I don't think that's love really it. Changing someone. It's opening preach. Eyes.
That sounds so healthy and I love it.
I would like to think that we have a healthy relationship. I think we do. It's not clingy. I mean, it's clingy when he gives me a freaking... Look what he gave me. I'll show you this to you guys. But carry on with it. It's not cringy. It's not unhealthy or anything. Guys, look at this. His favorite movie is Aladdin, right? And yeah. he got his friend, who is a web designer, to put our faces onto Jasmine in Aladdin. And I what just the? Started laughing. I was like, you are the cringiest person that has ever walked in the face of this earth. Anyway, that was a joke for Christmas. But anyway, onto the more important topic. No, I don't. I think we have a very healthy relationship. And I agree that going by the green light things is more important because you can go into a relationship, any relationship, thinking about red flags. Like you can go into one thing thinking I need to be wary of when he or her first shows a negative thing with friends or with anything. You should never go into it. If anything, you should go in and, you know what, find out that out later in the process. But if you walk into the relationship already thinking that, that's not going to go well. There is already something within you that you know. I mean, take friendships for an example. How many times have you gone into talking to somebody or whatever, they're like, this bitch's going to do something wrong. And then boom, it happens. You know, so it's still friendship, boyfriend, girlfriend, what have you. It's still, it can be a heartbreak at any point. So I would say that we have very strong sixth sense to know when something is talking.
I have a story.
Yeah.
Going off this. I have a friend that she just broke up with her boyfriend. They lasted a week or something, like during, like last week. And she broke up with him because, like, he would try to do, like, he would try to change everything about her, like random things, not big things, but he would like to do like video calls every morning. And she's like, I don't like to talk in the morning. But he's like, no, we're talking in the morning, like every day. And then he does like calls during the day. And then he wants like video calls. And then he wants to go on long trips to places that she said she didn't want to go. But he's like, no, we're going to go here. And she's like, no, I want to go here. So like they wouldn't match in anything. It was like the funniest thing. Like no one wanted to like give in, if that makes sense. So they
canceled it. But can but I tell you something?
She said no, he said yes. So I was like, how did this happen?
But, you know, for example, I hate talking in the morning. You guys know me. It's not like I hate you or anything. I'm in the zone. It's like the way I usually explaining. It's loading. You know, the computers from the 90s, like, it's loading. It's like a
It's very hard to travel with Gianni because what she's saying right now is very accurate, and I am the complete opposite.
How is okay? Hold on a second. I don't know about hard because Leticia's up at 5 a.m. running on the beach and I'm asleep. And then I wake up after I've eaten, after I had my coffee and my breakfast. Let's do everything you want to do. But before that, let's keep it, you know, on the low end.
I feel like I can literally run for presidency in the morning. Like I can rule the world. And that energy, because of society, gets taken away from me throughout the day. So listen, I need to get stuff done in the morning.
I like to sleep. I love having breakfast. Usually, you know, it's a whole process in the morning. No, but what I was trying to say to Carla and what you were saying about your friend and her boyfriend is that, like, interesting, like, I don't know, now that you've mentioned this, I'll tell the story, but I don't like talking in the morning. You guys know that. It's not my vibe. It's not my thing. But with this person, I wanted to talk in the morning to him. Like, I called him in the morning after I woke up. And so I think that shows really if you truly like somebody or not, you know?
Exactly.
I told him, I was like, I hate talking in the morning. Like, what the fuck? Why do I want to call you right now? Like, you know, like, and it was good. But
I was gonna say that too. When you really like someone, you end up picking up on things that they like. And if for you, it doesn't matter, you will start doing it because you know that for them, it makes a difference, which is part of what started him to be more communicative. He knew he made a huge difference for me. He didn't understand why. It didn't bother him to do it, but he realized that for me, it made a huge difference. And as he went further along, he realized that it was good for him too. So at no point, I would say, like, there is a very thin line. And it becomes very challenging, depending on what kind of relationship you're having, between changing and growing. Changing because you want, and changing because you're changing for the other person. And that's when I think you get into more details about values, about what you actually believe in, and more importantly, what you stand for. And for some relationships, that would never be challenged. And that's when you find relationships that are not that strong, I guess. And that's why I think so many people joke about if you've never fought with your significant other over anything, there's got to be something wrong. I don't think it's along that line of like big fights or anything like that, but most definitely around discussions about it, because there is no way you're just the same in everything. You know, there will be little things that the longer that you stay with a person, the stronger your connection is, the more those things are going to come out. And that's not by any means a bad thing. You might both decide also that you don't need to change. But I think if there's
if you start hating everything, like how he breathes, how like he puts the like the table, how like he doesn't turn off the lights, like you don't really like him anymore.
Or
like,
it's a red flag. That's when it's like you know that should not be bothering you. And that's exactly why I've always ended all the relationships. I knew what was it about him from the very beginning that was gonna drive me crazy. And then suddenly everything started driving me crazy. And and I have not had that with him.
Can I ask you if thanks for
wise.
Can I ask you something? You can take that off after if you don't want to.
Yes.
Do you think things ended because of red flags or not enough green flags?
You need to have like a
that's a good question.
Well, I've been neglected. I have been refused information. So I'm trying here to fish for
that is so not true. Like That is so not true. I'll be the first one to say that. That is not true. But I'm thinking about your question. They're the same thing in the end. Like red flags and not enough green flags make them a red flag. You know, the opposite of that. So. Kind of the same thing, I guess. I mean, some of the things that I mentioned when I was reading the green flags, for sure, they were missing.
No, I was just I was thinking about that because I think one of the things you said was, I decided to hurt myself now than later on. That's a big statement.
Yeah.
So I already knew that there was no future to it, I guess, because there were not enough green flags. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I think it was difficult because, like I said, for like 90% of the time that we were together, it was great. Like they were all there. It was fine. I mean, now in retrospect, I'm like, I probably should have paid attention to that one comment and that other second comment. But other than that, like it was great. I mean, it felt right. I'll say that. I'll probably regret listening to this conversation in like 10 years, but it's true. That's how I felt in the moment. I'll say it. It wasn't until the very end when many of these things were lacking. And I think you get to a point where you get tired and you're like, it seems like maybe they won't come back or I don't want to give too much away, but like you start to doubt if that's really who they are or what's going on. And then you have to make a decision. I mean, I don't know. I want to be with someone that loves me a lot, that in every way. And I don't know. I know he's listening. I don't want to say.
Are you okay now though?
I'm okay for sure. I've been okay. I think when it happened, this is so bad to say, but like when it happened, of course you're in shock and you wake up the next day and you're like, that actually happened last night, like we're actually not together anymore. But in that moment of shock and when I woke up the next day, I was like, worse things have happened to me, like for sure. Like I felt actual deep pain in my life. Like this is all right, like it's good, we'll be okay, you know.
I think that's a very important feeling, that you know what, I will be okay, I will heal. Yeah. I'm a warrior. I'm strong, independent.
Yeah, I'm not scared. I told him that. I was like, I'm not scared to get heartbroken. I'm not, like, I'm willing to take the risk. And if it happens, then I'll deal with it. It's fine. Like, and I have. Like I said, going to therapy has been, I found such a good therapist, you guys, here. Like, it really, I feel so happy that I found her. And she's helping me so much. Not just with this, like,
she's new. She's not someone that you have done.
She's new. Okay. Yeah, she's new. I started going in December. Mainly, I made an appointment to help. I want help with the transition from the U.S. to Paraguay, transition from living alone to back with my family, things like that, all those like family dynamics and things like that. And then all this other thing was happening on the side. So we also worked through that. And it's been really good. It's been really good. It also helps that it's so much cheaper here. I could go every week. So it's been, not like once a month like before. And that was already super expensive. But I've been going every week. And I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I think it's also especially hard when it ends well. Is that crazy to say? Like,
no.
You know, like sometimes something really bad happens and you're like, I don't know, you can hate their guts if you want to, or you feel so hurt that you don't even want to, you know? But when you genuinely think that the other person is a nice person and they mean well, and maybe you're not on the same page, or you're not at the same point in your life when what you're looking for in a relationship is different from what they're looking for in a relationship, and that makes it a little hard to be like, to accept that it's not meant, at least in this moment.
But I think it's because you probably got closure. Sometimes relationships that think we end poorly, or they we keep, you know, going back to or thinking about, is because you didn't get closure. You
not really closure. I still don't understand many things that I wish I could, but I've also gotten to the place where I'm tired to trying to understand. It's been so long. I think I deserve better. I'm not going to wait for anybody. Easier said than done, right? But like, I'm not going to wait for anybody to make up their mind to know. Like, I think if somebody likes you, they like you. And if they don't, then that's when it gets confusing. That's when it's hard to understand. That's when it's not clear. And anyway, yes, I didn't get the closure that we tried, but not as the way that I wanted. I think it's nice to understand things, especially when things are coming to an end, but sometimes it doesn't happen, and use another thing that you have to deal with, for sure.
Yeah, I think love can complicate things, and normally a lot of times it does, but in a lot of times it actually can complicate things, because it's just
there.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Can we do the next episode on Britney? I've been dying to watch the documentary.
Yes, I need to find it. I have not been able to find it, but I will do some search today.
Okay, next week, let's try. Well, not next week, but we're very interested in the topic of the documentary of Britney. So, stay tuned.
Carla has been at the farm, by the way, in case you couldn't tell.
Oh, you can hear the birds and everything. Yes.
Well, I love that, though.
Thank you for coming to there's chickens, pigs, all of the above.
Now sometimes I'm on a video call for work and they're like, are those birds? Because it's so loud in South America. It's such a unique type of bird.
Oh yeah,
I love that. That's like it's one of my favorite things from being here, the birds in the morning especially.
And so many butterflies, guys, it's so cute.
I know.
But yeah, sorry for all of the technical difficulties this time. Most of the time it's my fault.
We'll try but, to yes. be better this we'll year, though.
Yes. Once I'm home.
Bye, okay. Guys.
Bye, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.